Hey everyone, today's episode of Miserable Retail Slave is brought to you by Audible, Tommy. Have you heard of this Audible?
I have, Randy.
Have you subscribed to this Audible?
I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial. Did I mention free a couple times?
Mm-hmm.
I believe I did.
I guess I should go subscribe. Where can I subscribe at, Randy?
Audibletrial.com/miserable retail slave.
Hmm.
Audibletrial.com/miserable retail slave. May I make a recommendation to you, sir?
Oh, why kindly, sir?
Well, I appreciate your, what do you call it when you're nice? Pleasantries?
Yeah, my pleasantries.
Okay. Man, I'm not used to you acting like a sir, so it threw me off.
Yeah, I'm growing up a little bit.
Oh, boy, you're a real live boy now.
Gentleman.
Yes. I would recommend Theft by Findings, Diaries by David Sedaris, which you can hear on Audible. Narrated by David Sedaris.
Oh, with his lisp and everything?
With his lisp and everything.
Does he still have a lisp?
I'm sure he still has a lisp. I mean, that's not quite something you outgrow, right?
Well, I just remember one of his books, he talks about having a lisp in one of his short stories.
Mm-hmm.
And it said speech class on the door that he had to go because he had a lisp. And he said it should have just said Future Gaze of America.
Diaries is his day-to-day account and random what observations throughout the days.
Okay.
From the 70s to 2002.
Wow, so he's been writing these down, like jotting them down?
Jotting them down, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Why don't we do this?
I'm going to. It kind of makes me want to start like a diary or journal or blog or whatever.
Oh, like you don't have 500 of them under your bed.
Those are my feelings journal, and they're secret. But I mean, like, whatever the 2K17 version of a diary is, that's what I want to do.
Like a live journal?
I think I'm going to start doing it on miserableretailslave.com.
Well,
you should
out.
Join me.
Look out.
We should write blogs about our lives. Huh?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you can download this pick, or if that doesn't suit your fancy, go ahead and choose from over 180,000 titles for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or Android device.
Wow.
Download your free audiobook today. Go to audibletrial.com/miserable retail slave. Did I stutter? No, I didn't. Just in case, audibletrial.com/miserable retail slave. Tommy.
Yeah, go and do it. I'm going to go do it tonight, I think.
Excellent. Symbols. Tommy, Saturday, I was at the Retail Paradise that gainfully employs me.
Oh, I've been there.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Have you been blessed by the splendors it presents?
Yeah.
Basked in the glory that is the Retail Paradise?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, did some basking, did you?
Yeah, I saw some weird people.
Well, you saw me, didn't you? I'm the weirdest of them all.
Mm.
So I'm on break, right?
When are you not?
Oh, boy. Workplace humor. So I...
Did I just cry?
I zinged you that hard that you reduced you to a puddle of tears.
Can't handle it anymore.
I love it. I drink those tears. So I'm on break, and I go through the self-checkout like I'm known to do. I'm taking jobs away from my fellow coworkers.
You are.
Fuck those colleagues, I say. So I go to the self-checkout. There was two damsels in distress at this checkout.
Oh, were you their Superman?
Well, you would think. These were two girls like you've read about in the magazines.
What magazines?
You ever hear about these myths of these beautiful women? I saw a couple of these darling unicorns right in the wild.
Unicorns?
You betcha.
They have spikes coming out of their head?
Well, that would be weird. No, they're... Rare blessed creatures is what I saw.
Rainbow colored.
That's weird too. You have a weird... Somebody needs to talk to you about women.
Okay.
I'm going to call your dad. He's going to set you down and say, "Aw, Kev, should have had this conversation years ago. You see the birds and the bees."
All right.
I don't know why I sounded like Cosby there. That was the wrong. That's not the person you want to sound like when you're talking about sex, I don't think.
What you do is you get them wasted.
Mm, God. That was the worst Cosby. Yeah. Okay.
I don't even know what Bill Cosby sounds like. That's how much I hate Bill Cosby. I've always hated Bill Cosby. I never got the allure.
I saw a couple of his books in the bookstore, and I really wanted to burn him to death.
I've never liked him. I never found him entertaining. I always thought he was a condescending asshole.
Sometimes I can separate the art from the artist. In this case, I cannot. I'm like, no, you're ruined forever.
Yeah, it's like Jared from Subway. You know?
Yeah.
It's like...
Oh, because he was such an artist.
There's the joke.
He wasn't even a sandwich artist. He wasn't. He just talked about sandwich artists.
Now you're getting it.
Man, what a tool bag.
But I talk about him every night on stage, and it gets laughs, so.
Well, there you go. Whatever you got to do.
Well.
Jared from Subway's your golden goose.
Well, it's no secret that we kind of look alike, unfortunately. So.
Unfortunately. So these girls, they were buying alcohol, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you buy alcohol through the self-checkout.
Right. Ask for your ID.
They ask for your ID.
Right.
Now, the person running the self-checkout's nowhere to be found.
I hate that. That's one of
the
reasons.
So elusive.
It pisses me off. You know, I just want to go out in the parking lot and slam a fifth and nobody to be around.
Apparently, they did too. And if I'd known how to do such a thing, you know.
Oh, and you were wearing your work shirt.
I was in full gear. So I walk by and they're like, Help, can you help us? You know? And these
Randy. Randy, help us.
I know. I was about to save the girl from Donkey Kong, you know? I was about to jump a bunch of barrels and save the day.
Right.
But I couldn't because I didn't have the power. I wasn't a He-Man.
Story of your life.
Story of my goddamn life. Oh my God, are you kidding me?
The one time that you have a chance.
The one time. So I know what you're thinking. Two beautiful women, me. I'll just tell you, spoiler alert, there was a three-way that happened. It did not include me. Did not include me.
So tell us what happened.
Well, what happened was they asked me for some help.
Yeah.
Because the one girl was really panicked about this situation. Really panicked.
Were they old enough?
Well, yeah. I mean.
Okay.
Because they knew what they were doing. Yeah. You hear underage teens talk about alcohol, and it's like listening to toddlers talk about religion. Or like grown adults talking about religion after drinking all night. Same deal. Lots of scholars emerge after that drinking all night.
Mm-hmm.
Experts on all the subjects.
Oh, I remember my days.
Oh, man. Urban sprawl.
I was just talking about that yesterday.
The one time me and Tommy almost got into a fight.
What was it between me and you?
Well, you got triggered.
I was pretty mad.
Yeah.
We have all been drinking for like 12 hours at this point. So
anyways, there's nothing I could have done regardless. And they're saying, help, help. The one was really panicked. And her friend goes, it's not like we're in a plane that's about to go down or anything. Relax.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
And so they asked me for help. And I'm like, well, I don't know where she went. I can't do anything. And the one goes, oh, leave him alone. He's on break.
Like all condescending.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so I feel like I blew it.
Right?
Because I just went, ha ha. You know,
yeah.
That was my response. That's what I said.
Because you don't know how to talk to people.
Well, I know how to talk to people, but I was completely indifferent. I should have been the wittiest man that ever was when the woman said, oh, it's not like we're in a plane about to go down. I should have been like, relax, ladies. I'll be your air traffic controller. You know, that's what the dude I have to be.
Why didn't you just say, let me page somebody?
That's not witty.
That would have been customer service. They would have appreciated that.
Like I give a fuck.
See,
about
that's
customer
your problem.
Service.
You got to start caring about people, Randy. You could have been like, "Hold on, ladies, let me page Christine."
Christine.
I don't know what's her name.
I don't know. Being witty wasn't an option in that.
You
that
work
situation?
There. Pick up the goddamn fucking intercom and page somebody.
How dare you question my work ethic at this point? How dare you? I'm saying I should have said something witty to make them laugh.
They don't care about you. They were going to get drunk.
Yeah, I know, but a laugh would have done me well right there.
Yeah?
Instead, I did a fake laugh and thought, well, you know what?
So a laugh didn't do you
well. No, I guess not. I think at this point I have to be on point at all times in this life. That's what I have to do.
Yeah, you're going to start actually thinking?
I always think. I'm thinking right now how much of a piece of garbage you are, you know?
You're like, you know what? I think I'm going to start reacting right to situations.
Oh, you might want to start thinking about how to construct an awesome sentence first, Tommy.
Okay.
That would be great. That would be much appreciated.
Awesome sentences only.
Awesome sentences only. Didn't they teach you in first grade?
Right.
Day one, awesome sentences only.
The golden rule.
That's the golden rule. Yeah. Don't you dare disobey that rule. I mean, yeah, I think I have to be on point. I have to be an entertainer at all times now. That's what I want to do.
That's exhausting.
Yeah, absolutely. Aren't you an entertainer at all times?
Yeah, I dance around.
Don't you riff and bebop constantly?
Pretty much.
Shake hands, kiss babies.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Tommy.
Yep.
Go to comedy shows and pass out miserable retail slave stickers.
Oh, what? What?
Yeah, exactly. Entertainer at all times. I feel like I need to construct a real solid identity for myself.
Yeah.
That's what I need to do. Like, am I going to be a real trendy hipster? But I...
Oh, you talking about getting a makeover?
Well, who can tell? I mean, should I start loading up my vape pen with strawberry flavor for apathy and just start sneering and jeering and leering at everything?
I think you're thinking too much. I think you should just start with a flannel.
No, oh,
that's
my God.
It. Just get to the flannel and then we'll work it from there.
Wait, but I type LOL in text messages. Does that make me a cuck? Because I don't think cucks can wear flannel. I don't think that's allowed. So should I start doing away with emojis and LOLs and text messages?
Yeah, this right out, very... ha-ha.
Ha-ha.
Yeah, just go ha-ha.
Just go ha-ha, like you do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go LOL.
Yeah, it just depends.
Oh, you're a cuck too.
Yeah.
Okay, I get you. I get you.
I don't even know what that means. What's a cuck? What's your little Tommy, social media world?
Ask Dexter, your best friend Dexter. He'll tell you.
Let's not go there.
Ask that poor kid. He'll tell you.
Poor guy. Always trying to get my goat, isn't he?
Well, you look like a billy. You do look like a billy goat. It really, yeah.
Get me, Dex.
Wow. I either got to up the confidence level or the quirkiness level. That's what I got to do.
Yeah, maybe meet in the middle somewhere.
Meet in the middle somewhere? Yeah. Yeah. You mean walking around strumming a ukulele is out of the question? That was my dream.
Mr. Jack Johnson, everybody.
Oh, my God. Jack Johnson gets all the tail, though.
Jason Mraz.
Oh. Oh, no.
Why? You don't, no. You don't want to wear khaki shorts and a Hawaiian shirt?
Well, I do, obviously, right?
A little pork pie hat?
A little pork pie hat. I'd just throw the pork pie away and be Jimmy Buffett at that point.
Yeah, let's not get you a flannel. Let's get you a Hawaiian shirt. Yeah, you can pull that off.
I'll go full out Magnum P.I. on this bitch. You understand? Tom Selleck stash and all.
I could see you with the Detroit Tigers hat.
Probably because I wore one.
Oh,
is
really?
That acceptable to wear hats anymore? Do they? Do I have to be a flat-billed fuck, though, to get along in this society?
No, don't do that.
Every time I see one of those flat-bills walking around, I just want to smack them upside the head, take that stupid fucking hat, and rubber band it several times around a fucking watermelon.
What
because in my
up?
Day and age, that stupid hat bill had to be curved perfectly. I don't know what went wrong with these flat bills.
What about flipped up? Do you like that?
You know what?
When they're flat and flipped up?
I got a flipped up finger for them. You understand? Drop that beat, D-Bois. Put it in, put it in, put it in.
We're drinking summer shandy on Thursday. So motherfucking out here though. We never been this out here. Woo! So strange when it's changing the speed. What you know about Leonard Skinner? So strange, whack of the intro, the hot of the verse every time, baby. Working like a working man do.
Got my act together, gonna walk all over you. Pressure pushing down on me, pushing down on you. Shit, let's raise the roof. Woo! About time, it's the era of the rebels. Cloud nine and the air up in the vessels. Generation fearless, got a taste for weirdness. Flow on fire, that's the way my beard is. Hard times, jump starting to grind. It's all good, y'all. Things fall apart sometimes. Let it go, let me know when you're ready, though. Don't push me, cuz until the edge I'm close. When the time comes, ride for something. Or live to be 90, then just die for nothing. Speak their heart, your baby, speak their mind. And I'ma play their part, and I'ma freak their rhyme one time for you. Rhyme one time for you. I'm an island, man. There ain't nothing else by me, man. And I drink enough whiskey to float a battleship around this bitch any motherfucking how. Wow.
All up in a mix and a place to be. Welcome to the Miserable Retail Slave Show. We're coming to you from the Pod Shack outside beautiful Flint, Michigan, USA. My name is Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, folks, we got a real treat for you today.
What?
We are real blessed.
Oh, shit. What is going on? What'd you set me up with?
Nothing. The listeners are blessed. Tommy is here with me.
Jesus.
God bless you, Tommy.
I thought you were bringing on some freaking loser guest or something.
God, no, just you. Just a loser co-host. That's all I need.
That's all you can handle.
That's all I really want to handle.
Randy. You know?
Your eyes are real curious right now to see what I'm doing.
I don't know what you're doing. You're playing with your little machine over there.
Yeah, you wouldn't understand about production value, would you piece of shit, as you sit over there. Who out there is smiling because you're listening to this program? Nobody? Cool. Cool. Thanks for coming back, guys. How you doing?
You sound like McDonald's now.
I sound like McDonald's now.
That's what they say when you pull up to the drive-thru. Welcome back.
Excuse me?
Welcome back.
Did I say, ba 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 ba, I'm loving it? No, I did not.
That. They just say, welcome back.
You're a real expert on that McDonald's drive-thru, huh? You never eat there, but you know exactly what everything they say is.
Large Diet Coke. Get a lot of them.
Large Diet Loser over there.
Nope, don't eat McDonald's still.
No, you don't. Scratch your head after you say that. What was that? Was that a nervous tick? Cause caught you in the
lie? Probably a lice.
I can believe that.
Just bugs.
Did you drive by my house Sunday? On your motorcycle?
No, I haven't. No, it wasn't me.
Man, because I saw an open-mouth fatty on a wobbly motorcycle, and it stopped, I shit you not, right outside my driveway there. And he was staring, and he had a dumb face like you, and his mouth was wide open.
Wow.
Eating all the bugs.
So it wasn't like a flashback in time?
Maybe you were a time remnant of yourself.
Residual haunting of myself?
It could have been.
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it, though?
A moment stuck in time.
Well, this is why I asked. I mean, I know you're a bad motorcycle man over there riding your wild hog at all times.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Real Hellboy.
Mm-hmm. Bad to the bone.
Yeah, and I'm just a saltine cracker over here, you know?
You said it.
As vanilla as it comes.
No peanut butter or anything.
None. You terrorize the old folks with your loud cycle noises, and I help them cross the streets.
I try to be pretty respectful. But
you can't with those bizarre tattoos. You can't be respectful. Here's the other reason, other than I thought I saw you outside my driveway.
Oh, you're having mirages of me, huh, Randy?
Well.
Hallucinations of Tommy.
Well, I just want you in my life more is all, you see.
I guess so.
So I'm trying to mow the goddamn fucking ditches today.
Huh?
And I'm going along where I saw Time Remnant Tommy drive. And all along that ditch, I come across a natty daddy. Have you heard of this?
Oh, yeah. I've had one before. Wow.
That's a weird beer to drink.
Have you ever had one?
No, because I'm...
shit will fuck you up.
I figured you'd probably have drank that before because it's weird and weird and
they're
weird.
They're fucking huge, and they're ice beer.
Well, they're natty daddies, for Christ's sake.
They're 8%.
You're 8%. I also came across an empty bottle of Fireball.
Wow.
Right?
Man, you got a party ditch.
Finally, I came across a Matador beef stick. This is not something from a pornographic film. This is a weird food stuff that you can buy.
Randy's ditch.
All three things combined.
Why isn't this a segment?
In Randy's ditch.
This is a new segment now.
Led me to believe that your time remnant drove by and was having a blast on his wild hog.
Yeah, I have my share of Fireball Natty Daddies and Matadors.
I mean, there was a time when me, you, and the beloved would go out and there was Fireball up the waz.
Yeah, yeah. We were both big fans of Fireball.
Glory
day.
Days.
I tell you what, man.
Now none of you want me around, so.
No, we just don't leave our house.
Yeah, you don't want me around. I understand.
That's not true.
Well.
We don't go anywhere.
I know. You don't drink anymore, and I respect that. That's why I have you bring me beer, and I drink in front of you. I like to keep
I don't care.
I like to keep your will strong. You understand?
That doesn't bother me.
Yeah. If nothing, I'm courteous.
No, that doesn't tempt me to drink whatsoever.
Yesterday at the retail paradise that gainfully employs me, I saw a man walk into the store with a neck brace, a back brace, his fucking wrist in a cast, and he marched straight towards this walking tomb, marched straight towards the liquor aisle.
Hell yeah, he needs it.
He apparently needs it. He survived.
Look at what he's going through.
He was probably 65 years old, too. He survived a goddamn crashing blimp or something.
It's probably the dude on the motorcycle.
Oh, my God.
He drank the Natty Daddy Fireball and got into a wreck.
Maybe it was. I swear, maybe he was future you. This is tripping me out. And I have not had any shrooms in a very long time.
This reminds me of one of my favorite Louis C.K., not necessarily jokes, but when he says, you ever see a person you don't know again?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, wasn't that guy in the train the other day? He says it's like God's running out of extras in the movie of your life. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. So this guy's just circling around in your life, a little hurricane.
I swear that was you. You sure you weren't riding your motorcycle?
Yeah. I haven't even been on mine. I've been on motorcycles from work, but
I've been on motorcycles from work.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? You've been stealing motorcycles from work?
They let me take them.
They let you take them.
Yeah.
Without their knowledge.
I don't really know if I have to tell them, but I always do.
Oh, see? There it is.
They gave me my own plate. I've never took one without saying anything.
Okay. Borrow, and Steal, starring Tommy.
I never took one without saying anything, but they always, they're like weird. They're like, yeah, okay. I'm like, all right.
Okay. I guess. Well, you're a nice boy. You would never do anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real nice boy. I am very courteous.
You are very courteous.
Very empathetic towards others.
You are empathetic towards others. Mm-hmm. You're always there for me, Tommy.
Who are you? Randy.
Randy. That wasn't a dig at you. I say what I mean, Tommy.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You're a very nice boy.
Do you understand?
Sir.
There's no reading between the lines with me. There's not. There is not. You don't need a secret decoder ring from Captain Crunch to decipher my meaning.
Randy's very black and white.
No, you're very black and white. I'm Technicolor.
Oh. Hmm.
The Technicolor Dreamboat over here.
You were going that way.
Did you?
I didn't think you were saying Dreamboat.
I didn't think you get
that clever.
Oh, weird spin, Randy. Weird spin. Way to go. Keeping Tommy on his dumb toes. Appreciate it.
On my heels now.
Yeah, you got it. Tommy, do you remember the first strange girl that you asked out? And what I mean by strange girl is somebody that you didn't know previously, like randomly walked up to you and was like, hey.
I never did that.
You've never done that?
No.
Didn't you tell a story about how you gave a phone number to some girl?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I did. Wow. Thanks for remembering my memories be better than I do. yeah. Wow. Yeah, I did do that one time. Huh. I don't think I ever did that before, though. That was like a challenge for me, though.
Yeah, you got double dog dare, and you can't back down from a double dog dare.
Yeah, wow. I forgot all about that. Hmm. But no, I was never one to go up and be like, hey, you want to hang out?
Well, that was your invitation to tell that story, but...
Oh, the story about the gas station girl?
Oh my God. Wow. This boy, he fires on all cylinders. He knows how podcasting works.
Long time ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah. There was a girl at the gas station. I was just like, I should give that girl my number because I've never done that before. And so
I thought there was a story about a mall. Didn't you do that?
Oh, that one. Wow. That was that one. Okay.
How do I know all your. Did I live your life for you? Is that what happened?
This was. Okay. Wow. Well, this was like a. This wasn't just randomly given a girl. Me, Abe, and Chris went to the mall. And if you guys don't know, Abe Falcon is part of the Couch Party.
What's a Chris? Which one?
P. Chris P. You know him.
What did you just tell me? Chris P.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy.
What's a Crispy?
Yeah. We went to the mall and we all decided that.
Oh, Crispy.
We were going
okay,
to
gotcha.
Get hit on a girl.
Why did you hide his identity?
I don't know.
Okay. Because
you know him. But we're
doesn't
all
doesn't mean I like him.
We're gonna all hit on a girl, and Abe went first, and he did pretty good. I mean, I don't think he got her number. She liked him. You could tell it was, you know, she was older, so it was kind of like adorable.
Christ, this needs to be 16. Like a show on MTV. Nerds hit on girls. Nerds at the mall.
And Chris like went next, and I don't know, like. I don't think he got her number, but he got a boner, which is pretty like pretty successful when you're 17.
Absolutely.
You're 16. Chris was a year older than us. So.
Although, not really, because looking at drywall used to give me boners at that age. So.
And then, you know, like both of them did it, and that was like that was our thing. Is like we have to start getting used to asking girls out. That was our, you know, mm-hmm. our assignment. And I just remember like, I don't know. I didn't know what to do. I never really talked to girls. And, like, I was weird. You know, I was, like, 270 pounds in a Hawaiian shirt.
You know, like, oh, that's why you want to drape me in a Hawaiian shirt. Like, great.
The only thing I was taking home was something from the food court, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A little Chinese or something. Like Panda Express was the only thing I had a chance of picking
up. I don't appreciate how you put a Chinese accent on that when you tried to say Chinese.
Did I?
You used a Chinese.
Chinese.
My wife,
Chickadee China,
very nice.
But I remember seeing this girl, and she was working at the Abercrombie and Fitch, and yeah, because my standards were so high, had a $5 Hawaiian shirt on.
Only the Fitch or nothing.
Right. And I remember she was like on a ladder, like on the second shelf. And I was like, no chance of escape. You know? She's not running away.
She's cornered. I'm the lion. She's the lonely cat.
I remember waddling in there like some fucking monster or something. And I didn't know. I just saw like Abe and Chris. Like it was like a scene from the movie where they're like shooing me
up.
Go
on, man.
Yeah.
Go on.
You're almost there. It's not fucking obvious. I remember just going up to her and I'm shaking and I'm just out of my mind. It was like an out of body experience. Like, this isn't happening, is it? And I remember saying, hey, what's your name? And she says, my name's Nikki. Going pretty good.
Right.
Till I reply, cool. I got a friend named Nikki. And then I just bolted. Then I just ran because halfway through that, like, Nikki, like, right when I got to the second K, I realized how fucking dumb that sounds, and I got the hell out of there. But I had talked to a random woman, so I completed my challenge. Never did it again for like 15 years, but...
Hot gun.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
You killed it, dude.
I got a friend named Nikki. Yeah.
Yeah. So all the other wenches you knew in person, or were friends with beforehand or something?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like all the ones that eventually became girlfriends. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking the other day about like, well, I had been on dates before, mm-hmm. but this is the one that like I was in college. I was a freshman in college and she was in my class. So I guess that counts as knowing her.
Is but this Angelina?
No.
Oh,
that's I thought about telling, that's definitely a story for another time. I thought about telling
one,
that
one for the ages.
Yeah, it really is. But I literally
the reason why Randy's Randy.
Yeah, I literally thought about talking about it this week, and I'm like, nah, I don't.
I can't go there.
But that'll be a tale we tell
little
soon.
Foreshadowing. Yeah, there.
But she was in my class, and like I was like, oh, she's attractive. And I had a friend in there, and I was like, from high school, and I was like, oh, she's attractive, I should talk to her. Yeah, whatever, you know, whatever.
So why don't you do it?
Well, yeah, why don't you do it? So I had seen her in the hall one day, and I'm like, oh, hey, don't we have the same class?
Did you really ask her that?
Yeah, yeah, because there was the teacher was one of those, it was sociology class, which is, and the teacher could not be less excited to be there. Like, it was not as... He was some jaded, stupid fuck that could not care less.
All right.
So.
I like him.
Yeah. So he had assigned a paper or report. So
is
that was
at my, U of M?
Yeah. So that was my end. I'm like, oh, hey, don't we have the same class? What are you going to do your report on? You know?
Right.
And so.
She's like, why are you talking like a cartoon character? Yeah.
What's wrong with your voice, man? So, you know, we talked, and I was like, hey, can I walk with you? You know, we walked and whatever. And so I kept seeing her throughout campus, and whenever I would say hi, you know. And
you're stalking her.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, we would always pass each other at the same exact time, and I would always say hi.
Did she say hi back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, you know, at a certain point, I realized, man, she must think I'm stalking her. Like,
she's catching on.
She's catching on to my tricks. So finally, it got to the point where I decided I'm going to fucking ask her out.
Yeah. She knew it was coming.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't know. Who knows?
She's like, that guy in the leather Michigan coat's going to ask me on a date.
Well, here's the problem. The problem was, at this time, I was orange.
Really?
I was orange.
Like President Trump?
Like President Trump. Because...
Why were you...
What? Well, because I was ashamed because I was so pale.
Yeah.
So instead of going tanning like a real man...
You got a spray tan?
I got... No, it was even worse than that. It was self-tanner in a bottle, right?
Wait, what?
Yes.
What?
Right? Listen, I was...
A real adult did this before?
No, I was 18. I'm not a real adult.
Yes and no.
I'm not a real adult.
You fake tanned.
Yeah. So
aerosol tan.
So instead of trying it on like some part of my body that would not be exposed, I did my face first because obviously why not?
Right.
So I turned into this fucking orange goblin. Like it was as if I reached my hands into a bag of Cheetos and wiped the Cheetos all over my fucking face.
You were like a munchkin.
A Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, there you
yeah,
go.
I yeah, I certainly was. I'm surprised the CDC didn't send out a team to quarantine me for some strange disease.
And it was your whole face?
Oh, it was my face.
Your neck, too?
No, probably not, which was even worse. Yeah.
Just look like you have high blood pressure and your brain's going to about pop out of your head. Absolutely.
I'm like, years later, I did go actual tanning. And for a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say you don't tan anymore.
No. Like, for a couple of years, I was dark because I went outside all the time because I had nothing better to do. But normally, I'm just...
Who goes outside?
What's outside?
Right.
But yeah, I was completely orange, so that was a strike against me. But I was too dumb not to even... I'm like, well, at least I'm not pale.
Man, she don't see me like that. I don't see me like that right now.
She just sees a handsome orange prince right now.
Fucking swan.
Yeah. So I saw her one day, and I did my go-to move. Oh, can I walk with you?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Jesus, what are you, an 80s sitcom? Can I walk with you?
No, I was a 1999 sitcom, actually. Close enough. So, yeah, I walked with her. I don't remember what we talked about, but I was scared shitless.
Do you remember her name?
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Yes. Right.
Where was she from?
I don't know. I don't know that part. But I remember we were getting close to class because I was walking with her to class. Which, why would you ask somebody out right before you go into class? What the fuck? So
it's not like you have to sit through 2 hours
exactly
of awkward what she thinking we're in the same
and
room.
It was too. It was a 2-hour class because it only met like once or twice a week. So we were getting closer to class, and I'm like, holy shit, it's now or fucking never. You gotta do it. You gotta do it.
You've been psyching yourself up.
Yeah. So I'm like, hey, would you like to do something sometime? That's what I said. Those are my exact words.
Would you like to do something sometime?
Yeah.
Other than walk to class.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, man.
Why'd you let me walk with you all these times?
Slut, you're cheating on her, your boyfriend.
That's how Randy got his first girlfriend.
Yeah.
My first girl, like Mike Birbiglia.
Fucking.
Your girlfriend's boyfriend.
Yeah, fucking whore. You'll let anybody walk with you, won't you?
Hussy.
Goddamn trollop.
So, well, that wasn't a complete shutdown then.
No, it wasn't because.
So it couldn't have been that bad.
Because later I did see her with her actual boyfriend in the pavilion where everybody ate, and I was scared.
They were making out.
No, they weren't making out, but he was a lot bigger than me at the time, and I'm like, oh man, he'll whoop my ass. So I was going down the escalator, and I walked right back up. True story.
Because that's how you think when you're 18. You ask my girlfriend out.
Exactly, right?
It's like, dude, she told me she was yours, and it's fine.
Hey, guess what, bro? She let me walk with her.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Trouble in paradise, maybe.
Start with her.
I really think I was emboldened, though, because earlier that semester, this girl, I think I told this story before on the podcast, this girl walked up to me. And she was in my history class, and she was like, can I ask you a question? I'm like, okay.
She's like, don't we have class together?
Yeah, well, I thought she was going to ask me to borrow my notes, like she missed class or something, you know?
Right.
And I had recognized her because we had a couple classes together, and in this history class, she sat in the very back row.
Oh, bad kid.
Bad kid, the baddest. Also my freshman year. So she walks up to me. She goes, can I ask you a question? I'm like, yeah. And I, you know, I'm assuming the notes. And she goes, you know that guy that sits in the row with you?
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. Because in the row I sat with, there was a dude that sat a couple seats over. And then I think there was a girl or something at the very end of the row. I'm like, yeah. And she hands me this note, and she goes, well, I think he's really cute. Will you give him this note?
I remember that. You fucking Cupid.
And the one thought that crossed my mind was, hell yes, I want to see what happens. That's right. Exactly what I thought of. I'm like, yeah, I'll give him this note. I was so excited. So excited. I was just hoping that he showed up and didn't no-show, because that would have bummed me out.
Was she ugly, was she?
She wasn't the most attractive woman.
And was he a handsome fella?
He was a dapper gentleman.
Uh-oh.
I think they were playing in two different leagues.
Uh-oh.
I think one was playing in the majors and one was playing in the minor leagues. So
you gave him the letter.
So we get to class and we sit down and he shows up and I'm, yes. And she,
you're just ready to ruin her day. Huh?
Yeah. And she walks. I waited till she walked in. You know, she walks in and sits at the very top. And I'm sure she's just glaring down there the whole time, just right. Focused on it.
Give him the goddamn letter.
What are you waiting for?
This is my time to find my husband.
This is my time.
I'm getting married next year.
Yeah. So right before class starts, I lean over. I'm like, hey. He goes, hey, what's up? I say, this girl.
Found it.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
This girl in the very back.
You turn around and point to her?
No, I didn't, but he looked.
She was probably waving like yeah.
I'm like,
cutesy.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know, man. She thought you were really cute, and she gave me this note to give to you. And he goes, what are we, in high school? And I'm like, that's what I thought. And then he read the note and kind of folded it back up, and that was that.
He never said anything?
No, no.
So he was kind of a gentleman about it? He didn't make fun of her or anything?
No, not really, other than the high school comment.
Yeah.
You know?
Hmm. Wonder if they're married now.
That was the story of Lance and Ariel. Right. And they live happily ever after.
Right.
Why am I not the godfather of their children?
Right.
Yeah, I facilitated the whole relationship.
You made it all happen.
God damn. Yeah. So this online dating stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
Have you heard back from the one?
No, the one is long gone.
I mean the other one?
Plan one, B?
Yeah, Plan B.
No,
yeah,
she still hasn't read my message, and that bums me out.
I get your girlfriends all confused.
I know. There's so many of them. David, the producer, threatened to start another show called Why Not Randy and have all my ex-girlfriends and former conquests and whatevers.
Former conquests?
Conquest.
What?
Conquistadors.
What's your conquest?
You are. So
does he know you don't have any?
So this week, I am 0 for 2 this week.
Oh, what happened? Tell me. I like 0 for 2 stories.
They just didn't respond back.
Really?
Oh, my God. So I'm back to this online dating stuff, and I'm searching amongst all these BBWs.
Uh-oh.
Big Bad Wolves, I think that's what it stands for.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know what a BBW is?
Isn't it Big Black Women? I don't know. I guess I don't know.
It's actually Big Beautiful Woman.
Oh. One B off.
One B off. Although I find that somewhat offensive.
I didn't know. I don't know these things. I don't.
No, I'm saying the term BBW, which they take big, beautiful.
Why does that have to be big?
Yeah, why does it have to be big,
why can't
ladies?
It just be BW.
Yeah, beautiful women. Hmm. Yeah, we get your gist. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes I like my women Chicago style, deep dish. Oh, you understand? God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's pretty bad.
I don't know what I'm saying. Who can even tell?
Why are you even bringing this up?
Well, because I've been searching.
Uh-oh.
I've been searching for days because I got to rebound quickly. Yeah. I'm in an 0 for 2 slump this week.
Right. You got to get something. That can't
be. Right. That just can't be.
You got to get something in the works.
You got it. So I'm looking amongst all these ladies, and I'm an eye guy. I love good eyes. Mm-hmm. I like those brows. Love good eyebrows. I like those arms.
Hmm.
You like a good arm?
Sure.
Nothing better than a good elbow joint, right? Nice toned arms are the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If that's what you like, I don't care.
Okay. Well, I've been searching and searching, and over the past 2 days, it's like the heavens opened up and vomited a puke pile of glorious single rainbows.
Uh-oh.
There's all these beautiful girls.
Uh-huh.
Just a whole cornucopia of cuties.
Okay.
Pretty sleazy, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been working on these, haven't you?
I'm getting ready to grow my pencil-thin mustache and be a real slime ball.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah. You with a mustache would be perfect.
Yeah.
Can you grow one?
Yeah, I can grow
one. Oh, you need a mustache.
Can you grow some balls? Can ya?
You're not getting them.
What? You flirting with me?
You're not Jeez. Getting them. Don't ask me.
You playing hard to get all of a sudden? I didn't even ask. My God.
I think you should grow a mustache.
Okay.
Then people would just know you're creepy right off the bat.
Right off the bat. It would seem like my association with you would be clue enough.
The question, why not Randy, wouldn't even need to be there.
Yeah. It would just be the mustache, period, would be the name of the podcast.
Would be the answer of the podcast.
Why? Why would you trip over my own joke?
I don't know. Just tripping, man.
Just tripping, bro.
Just tripping.
Okay. So all of a sudden, these beautiful women are appearing out of the blue.
Okay.
Straight from the blue. And this has been in the past 2 days.
It's still springtime, so yeah.
Well, it's June. One night stands still. I mean, and they're new, so you got to strike before the dicks start flying around. Because those picks are coming, and then they'll be like, oh, I don't want to be on this anymore.
Yeah.
So there's like five of them that I want to court.
So why don't you message them?
So what do I do? Do I court all five?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot. 2K17 is the game I'm playing, but I've never shot my shit that wide. My Lord. You kidding me with all that?
Do it. Spray paint that shit.
Spray paint it. Graffiti all over the fucking place. Machine gun fire.
Right.
Wow. I mean, there's one. And she describes herself as spunky, which is an adjective I'm not too fond of.
Yeah.
Spunk,
maybe
you know?
Skip that one.
Well, but boy, does she have a face on her. She looks like the type that could worm her way straight into my heart. Give me all those heartworms.
Hmm. Good one. Did you plan that? Because it looked like it caught you by surprise. You dog.
There's also one in her final tagline. Lions. Well, she's a fan of sports, Detroit sports.
Okay.
Her final tagline, Lions and tigers and beers.
Oh, my.
Oh, kickstart my heart right there. That's a tagline
she
I can get behind.
She didn't put oh, my on there?
No, she did not.
Oh, you need to write her and put oh, my.
The oh, my is implied.
Mm.
Like, oh, my. I mean, I just want to message these girls and be like, what do you think of grown-ass men that dress like baby boys? Are you into guys that dress like four-year-olds? Because I've got one of those brightly colored hats with the propellers on the top that I could wear on our first date, and it'll be great.
That, you need that hat. That's great.
Yeah.
A propeller hat.
You got it.
That's your perfect.
You're over there. You're an elitist logo whore. You're a brand hussy. You want me to wear all the name brands and style and profile like Ric Flair.
I don't wear name brands.
Oh, you're just up on all the trends, are
I
you?
I'm not trendy. I'm not trendy at all. I wear just all
I'm
black.
I'm glad
That's
you
it.
Finally admit it.
Oh, but nothing not to admit. I don't like trends.
Oh, God.
I just like boots and jeans.
Boots and jeans.
Yeah.
I'm in trending in the direction that we need to take a quick little short little break, and then maybe we'll message one of these beautiful girls. Huh?
Go right ahead, Randy.
You're listening to the Miserable Retail Sausage.
Hey, yo. It's been a while. I'm sorry, I've been in my hiatus for my million-dollar tour. You know, I've been all over the world for the past couple of months, and I've been gone. My million-dollar tour. There's so much stuff going on in my life right now. I have no time. But guess what? I found time for the best podcast in North American history. Let me tell you, this is exactly what I need to say. These guys right here, Tommy and what's his face? I don't remember. The host of the show. Oh, I'm joking. It's fucking Randy. He's the best, guys. Let me tell you about these guys. They are the best. They do great job. You better listen to them. Miserable Retail Slate Podcast. Trust me, the hype man wouldn't steer you wrong. And let me tell you this. You guys need to listen to the show, and you just need to have fun. These guys are great, and I'm glad I'm back. More to come. I'll talk to you later, Randy. Tommy, get that goddamn punschke out of your mouth. It is not Fat Tuesday, you fat fuck. I will talk to you guys later. Have a good day.
Welcome back to the sausage. Go ahead and leave us a 5-star positive iTunes review on that iTunes.com. That'd be great. What would be even better if you join our wacky, crazy motherfucking Facebook group on the Facebook.com. Go ahead and search Miserable Retail Slave. Join that shit and add all your friends. All of them. All of them.
What's this music in the background?
We want this show to be huge. Like a dick. So, keep on adding folks, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You okay. know?
What's this music?
What do you mean, what's this music?
It's like all trippy. Did you take some Molly or something?
I'm all up on Molly at all times. That's the only way I can function in this messed up society we live in, sir.
Yeah.
Okay?
Talk about awesome sentences.
Yeah, well, it was an awesome sentence. I created a new word, and you pissed all over it. How dare you? When Oxford comes to me and says, sir, may we? I will say, you can. You can include that in 2018's
version.
They are letting
stupid words like selfie in the dictionary. So.
Yeah. Tommy Thompson. They accepted
I'm in the dictionary.
The biggest scum of the universe. Definition. Adjective.
Talk about production value.
Yeah, I just shut it off because you're shitting on everything. God damn, I don't even know what we're doing
around
here.
Out with the lights.
Out what?
That's what it's on. Just whoop.
Yeah, I just cut it right off. Mm-hmm. I was being a real good radio profesh until right then because you had me all
flustered.
Drop the ball. I did drop the ball, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. I'll take the full blame for that because you just sit over there and yawn at me all night. So there's no blame to be passed over there. Miserable Hotline, we have that, 810-328-3826. This is a place where you can call, leave feedback, talk about something. Oh, he's yawning at me right now. Am I boring you, sir?
Mm.
Why did you fan your face like a golden girl? What are you, Blanche, over there?
My lordy.
My lord. Has my stars.
That did sound like Blanche. Yeah. That was a very good Blanche impersonation. Yeah. Rue McClanahan.
Rue McClanahan. Hmm. Yeah. So, Miserable Hotline, 810-328-3826, yes.
Don't call the wrong one.
Hey, guys, it's Charles.
Hey.
It's Funnel Cloud Charles. He always always calls right.
Is he like driving down the expressway with the window
apparently
down?
So like he's always in the middle of a cyclone when he calls. I don't know what wacky stuff he's into, but
Hurricane Charlie.
Yeah,
give you a call here. Want to apologize about the road noise. I always call when I'm on the road and I think it's kind of noisy. Like, I'm on my way to the airport right now. Things ain't going so well in Mexico, and I got to go down there.
What are you going down to Mexico for, you cartel?
They send him down there, his job. They've been doing that for years.
Does he do all the blue meth down there?
No, he goes in, and he's, you know, Charlie's, he's like super smart. So he goes in, he fixes stuff, and then he drinks at the hotel bar at night. Maybe I don't know if he still does. He might not drink anymore. I've been talking about that in a long time.
He's got the beard of a drinking man. Let me tell you that. This jet setting Charles going to Mexico like he's a somebody.
They've been sending him down
anyway,
a long time.
Couple things, guys. Listen, Tommy, with the anti-trolling thing, I think you're going
to... The anti-trolling movement that Tommy wanted to start last week. Being, kill him with kindness, basically, is what Tommy...
I don't think you guys are getting what I want to do. It's not really kill him with kindness. It's, just, like, confuse him.
Okay.
You know, it's more like confusing.
With your vast intellect, confusing.
Well, just like, you know, you stupid fat fuck, blah, blah, blah. When they're serious. I mean, I know the listeners call me that all the time, and they can't hurt me. They know that.
They can't hurt your soul.
They know that.
It's bulletproof.
But this stranger don't know they can't hurt me.
They don't know.
So if somebody just insults you.
They don't know the person you are.
Just, you know, give them a like. Like their
give
comment.
Give them a like.
Maybe
love
respond.
It. Give
put,
it a
like,
love.
I agree.
You can give it a heart, you know?
And then say, I agree. And then those people will be really confused.
Oh, man. They'll be like, oh, my God, I'm so confused. And then their head will just fucking explode, and you'll win the day. You'll win the day.
What?
Well, more of you, if you start doing stuff like that, you just...
I don't know what's going on with Charlie. I think he's already speaking Spanish and he's not in Mexico yet. So I don't know what that sentence was.
Awesome sentences.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll work out. And Randy, about the makeover, man. You know, I was thinking about it, and until you were actually talking about it, I never did realize that you kind of dressed like a stand-in for Blue's Clues.
Good one, Charlie.
Hey, go fuck yourself, Charles. I hope you land on a cactus in Mexico, you stupid shit.
Stand-in for Blue's
Clues. You might want to think about the makeover, man. I don't know. All right, guys. Well, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
I hope that cyclone takes you straight to fucking Oz and you get eaten by a flying monkey, you piece of shit. How dare you, sir?
Good call, Charlie. Good call.
How dare you, sir? Well, I guess it's time for some online dating nonsense. You want
to? Didn't you have a chick lined up, the Lions, Tigers, and Bears?
Well, that's just one of the many.
Mm.
I've got a specific one in mind.
Oh, it's not her?
It's not her. Well, I mean, I guess I should...
No. Tell me about your other one.
Oh,
we'll put Beers on hold.
Beers is on hold.
Off the wagon.
The spunky one is an option, too.
Oh.
Well, yeah, she is. You haven't seen her face.
I won't see her face.
Well, I know. You refuse. You're asexual anyway, so your opinion means not.
Thank you.
I don't think that was something to thank me for.
What do I ever say
that? Not
that
there's
sense?
Anything wrong with being asexual.
I'm
That's
not
a real
asexual.
Thing.
Asexual. I'm just happily taken.
Only sexual with your beloved once in a blue corn moon.
Oh, don't talk about our sex life.
I'm not, because it disgusts me and makes me
what?
Vomit.
What? What is wrong with that? You are mean.
Everything. You doing anything of that nature is just
yeah, you just
a travesty.
Even put your mind there.
I tried not to. That's why
why would you even? How do you try not to? Just don't.
What are you scolding me right now? What do you think? You're a grown up?
Well, I try not to think about you having sex, but it just keeps coming to my mind.
No, it really never hasn't. Because every time it does, the gag reflex kicks in. I just want to vomit my soul straight out my body.
All right.
Do you understand?
Move along.
I'm trying to move along. You derailed everything talking about your sex life.
I would never.
You just did. You got real offended because...
My lordy.
You got real offended because I was disgusted about your sex life, and I can't understand
you
that.
You shouldn't have an opinion on my sex life.
Should I glorify your sex
life?
There
should be no opinion.
There's no opinion. Well, I'm not judging you at all. I'm judging her for her taste in men, but like...
Gross.
Yeah.
All right.
Looking for someone that is fun and open. What are you raising an eyebrow?
You're fun? When?
I am the funnest man.
You eat ribs with a knife and fork.
Okay, bring that up. That's old news. You know? What am I supposed to... What? When I die, that's going to be carved on my tombstone?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Just gonna. Everybody's going to get a bib and a knife and fork.
Guess what? Get garlic, okay?
It's a party favor to your funeral. Dead air. I love it.
No, it's just you chuckling into the microphone because you just... You just love yourself, don't you?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I am a blast, by the way.
Okay.
Why are you even friends with me if I'm not fun?
Because it makes me look more fun.
No, it does not. What? Okay, here's a good question. Why are you friends with me?
Because you're a good man, Randy.
Oh, boy. Now you're laying it on thick.
You humor me.
You humor me.
You come from a good family. How about that?
You're a family man. What does your dad do for a living? Oh, I can respect that. Fuck
good
you.
Honest work.
Good honest blue-collar working man. I can appreciate
he
that.
Is. What's wrong with that?
Absolutely
my
nothing.
My dad did the same thing.
But you know something about my dad?
I know, yeah.
That you've
things.
Shit on?
What?
He wears New Balances.
I never knew that.
And he's the best man.
Yeah, but he's older. He's older.
They now can, you're calling him an old man.
No, I said older.
I will link my father up, older. And I will have him come down here, and I will have him whoop your ass.
Because it's 10 o'clock and he's sleeping.
That's right, because he's an old man.
I said older.
He
older.
Gets up at 4 a.m. every morning to go to work. What do you do? What do you do?
No.
I won.
I'm leaving.
I finally won.
You don't make fun of somebody's old man.
Well, you've done it. So
not inherently.
Yeah, is that what you almost said?
I was gonna say
awesome sentence.
Inadvertently. Yeah.
Okay. Looking for someone that is fun and open to trying new things. I love to laugh and have a good time. Hmm. Well, what's more of a good time than me, baby?
I can name 20 things off the top of my head.
Would you really go there? Would you know? I mean.
Did she delete her account already? Is that what's going on over there?
I like to travel the world and experience new things.
Hmm.
Oh, guess what? You're in luck, girl.
Because you've left Genesee County.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A new world,
a new fantasy.
fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no or where to go.
I mean, if you were one of the dudes in these Disney movies trying to woo a girl and you couldn't sing at all, would you just strike out completely? I think so.
You'd rap.
Would you rap?
I would.
How has that not been in a Disney movie?
We need to write a Disney movie.
Fucking rapping prince.
Seasick.
Seasick. Oh, man. Nobody ever heard that. That's a shame.
Indescribable.
I need to put that on YouTube or something. Somebody listens to it.
Freewheeling.
I think Seasick's the best thing we've ever done.
Yeah, people should go look it up. What is it, like season 3?
Probably. I think it's... A long time
ago.
Yeah. I don't know.
Star away.
Yeah. I don't know.
Huh. My favorite Disney song. You had to do it, didn't you?
I know. Well, I mean, it's appropriate in this instance.
And I appreciate the cartoon version, you know, because they don't always play that. Sometimes you get the Peebo Bryson.
Oh, I don't need Peeboing all over the place. I don't need that.
Peebo out of here.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in one of these Disneys and you can't sing, you just might as well step back because
get off Broadway.
Sorry, Aladdin. Bob over there, he can sing, and he's got those bedazzled ass pockets, and they really speak to me. So, sorry. And you dress like a street rat. So.
Ah. Hey, you used my term, bedazzled ass pockets. I like that.
Riff raff, street rat. I don't buy that. I know all those fucking Disney songs. Judge me.
I steal what I own. What is it? I steal what I can't afford. That's everything.
My sister had the cassette tape of the soundtrack for The Lion King, and she played it all throughout the summer, every fucking day, 3 times a day, all throughout my sophomore year in high school. I know all those songs by heart. Even now, I could just sing them all.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Hey, girl, I know the Lion King. Hey, girl, hey, I can sing The Lion King. Does that do anything better? Rawr. I'm Simba, you be Nala. I am very passionate, loyal, and honest. My heart is too big for its own good.
Hmm.
What are you, the Grinch? It grew 3 sizes this day? I'm hoping to find someone who enjoys some of the same things I do, but can also open my world up to something new. Magic carpet ride.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Hmm. You can show her the world, Randy.
I can. I am convinced that there aren't any good men left in the world. Please change my mind, LOL.
Well, if it's already made up.
Yeah, whoa. Please don't waste my time. If one of the following applies to you. Married? You're a dog.
Right.
Playa? Endless texting with no follow-through.
What if a player was like, she got me.
She got me. She hip to my game,
can't
y'all.
Can't play her now.
Can't play her now. She on to me. Looking for a hookup. Don't have a job.
Well, you got 2.
I got 2.
Look at that. You ain't a player.
I ain't a player.
You're not married.
I'm not a St. Bernard, so I'm
not
a dog.
You're not married, are you? You're not married, no?
Not legally.
Okay.
Endless texting with no... I can't promise nothing right there. I can't promise nothing.
Oh, she don't like endless texting.
Endless texting. She don't want no fucking pen pal in this world. Hmm. She ain't got no time for that.
Hmm.
You kidding me? Who has time for an endless pen pal? Not I. What are we going to latch on to in this message, though?
What'd she start out with, though?
Looking for someone that is fun and open and trying new things.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, she's
like
a world traveler, isn't she?
I like
she?
To travel. Got to quote Aladdin. I can show you the world.
Yeah, you got to. You got to. Shining, shimmering, splendid.
Yes, that's what's going to happen.
That's the whole message. Or, tell me, princess, no. Would you write me back?
Yes, I love
something
it.
Something stupid like that.
I love it. I can show you the world.
If you win a date by... quoting Aladdin. Oh my god.
You know, I've gotten responses on worse things that we've
sure
came up
have.
With. So like,
is she our age?
She's 32.
Yeah, so she'll get the Aladdin reference, I think.
Yeah. Remember when I sent a message to a 24-year-old and it totally worked? Because we made God.
Which one was the 24-year-old?
We named her Ariel because she was into fishing and stuff, and we did a bunch of fishing puns. I'm like, I can't believe she responded.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. You catch of the day or whatever.
I don't remember what happened. What a bunch of assholes. I can show you the world.
Shining, shimmering, splendid. That's the line, right? Shining, shimmering, splendid.
Yeah, if she doesn't get Aladdin, then...
Tell me, princess.
Why would I even want to be around her?
Let your heart decide. Do the whole thing. I can open your eyes.
No, I don't think the whole thing.
Take you wonder by one.
Shining, shimmering, splendid. What's after that?
Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes.
You really know the whole song.
I love that song.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites. Aladdin is a great movie. I should watch Aladdin. I don't think I've seen it in a long time. It's a good one. It's probably my favorite Disney movie anyway.
I'm afraid, though, like... You have memories of those cartoons when you've seen them.
Yeah.
And then you go back and it's like, oh.
Well, oh, that's awesome that you say that because it's no secret that I'm like a huge Jason Isbell fan and you all should be too. And on his new album, he has a line that it sticks out to me. And that's the cool thing about Jason Isbell is like all of his songs are like poetry. So like you get like, every line is just fucking awesome, but they stick out to you all the time, and all the fans get together and talk about it. Anyway, the line that's sticking out to me right now is, kept her close, way too close to me. She never lived up to my memory. And I'm like, oh, it's so good. Because nothing ever lives up to your memory. Your memory is always better than the real thing because you get to jade it. You know, you get transform it.
Pin that thought. To when we talk about Angelina, because that's perfect
It's perfect. Yeah, Jason Isbell is perfect. I mean, it doesn't even have to be about
I haven't
a girl,
decided if that's going to be on a regular episode or a Patreon episode, because I don't know how funny it'll be.
That Angelina? Yeah, yeah. You might cry again.
No, I'm... Fuck you. No, I just don't think... I don't know. We'll see.
But
what
it's going to be real, and people really like
so
it.
So fucking real. Yeah.
But that's cool, right? I kept her close, way too close to me. She never lived up to my memory. It's great. It's a song called Tupelo. It's on the
Songs are awesome because
Nashville sound.
Every time I hear a particular song, it transports me back to a particular time in my life.
Yeah.
Like a lot of these girls, I can hear a song and it reminds me of them.
You got to listen to more Jason Isbell because
maybe. Like there's a whole I think that's why I like 90s songs so much, particularly at one point in my life when I saw all of these videos on MTV, it transports me back.
Yeah, that's like a real thing. They do that with Alzheimer's patients.
So time travel is real?
Well, they play them.
So maybe time remnant Tommy heard some stupid shitty Proko Harum song and he was transported back in
shitty
front of my...
There is no shitty Proko Harum song. you're thinking of Whiter Shade of Pale? That's an awesome song. But no, music therapy, they're using with dementia patients and Alzheimer patients, and they play them a song from, like, if they were, let's say they were a teenager in the 50s, so they'll play, like, Bebop-a-Lula by Gene Vincent, and they'll start, you know, talking, like, you know, it'll transfer them back to that part of their life, and it's not like they don't come out and be like, be a 15-year-old again, but you can see the light bulb going off.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to quote Aladdin and maybe add a few more lines, probably.
your satanic goth sex freak stuff.
Yeah, that Matt posted in the...
Miserable Retail Slave group on Facebook.
That's right. I think we should bury the hatchet with those kids.
Yeah.
I think at some point during the summer, we should do a show together. Like, he brings his fat boy, I'll bring my fat boy, and we'll just have a great time.
I'll ride my fat boy.
What does that even mean?
It's a Harley.
Oh. Is that what you call your boyfriend? His name is Harley.
Right.
Great. Real quick, I saw a Nora from the LAB podcast posted in the group.
Yeah.
This message about where have all the good boys gone or whatever it is from Dan Savage, which was a great read. You should go to the Facebook group and read that question and answer, and I'm not going to read it. But it alerted me to a new app that I it's not even that new. I didn't know anything about it. It's an online dating app called Coffee Meets Bagels.
Ew.
Right.
That's weird.
Right. So I'm thinking
can't
about
have one without the other.
I'm thinking about joining this. Like
oh, Jesus Christ.
Right? So here's the description.
Hipsters galore.
Yeah.
Must wear scarf.
I doubt there's anyone in the area. Like, I think this is a major city thing, but who knows? I'm going to join it, and we'll see.
I think if you join it, you get a free ticket to Bonnaroo.
I would hope so. Is your favorite band Mumford and Sons?
Right. Who's going to the Roo?
Who's going to the Roo? Here's the description. Each day at noon, guys will receive up to 21 quality matches, known as bagels. How do you feel being called bagels, all you ladies out there? How does that suit you? Does that do something for your self-esteem?
Aren't you avoiding carbs right now, Randy?
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if all the BBWs are described on there as having cream cheese.
Everything bagels.
They are given the option, these bagels, to either like or pass. Then Coffee Meets Bagels will curate the best potential matches for women.
So you're the coffee?
I'm a cup of Joe over here. I'm just Java sitting here.
Espresso Randy.
Yeah, Espresso Randy. And then Coffee Meets Bagels will curate the best potential matches for women. Women will choose who gets to talk to them among quality men who already like them.
Women get to choose.
Oh, they choose, baby.
Sexism.
Hashtag ladies' choice. That's their whole thing.
Bagels choice.
Bagels choice.
Jesus, what are they? They're missing the boat here.
You fucking bagels get to choose.
Stick with your marketing.
We're going to wrap this up, but we're going to have a new segment called After the Credits. This is something that doesn't fit in the regular show. It might be a little bit nerdy. It might be a little bit crazy. It might be, I don't know.
Ooh, loopy.
Pop culture. What?
Loopy.
Loopy. Lupe was my favorite girlfriend. But, yeah, stay tuned after the final music, and we'll do that. So all you people that are interested in the subject, you can keep listening. If you're not, you can tune out. How about that? Is that
like
fair
it.
For everybody?
I like it.
Awesome. We are on the Couch Party app with our best friends, the Ranty Bastard from Welcome to Rantyville. Mm-hmm. Him and Heather D. They're going to do this thing sometime. Couch Party, also on hiatus right now with my spirit animal, H.A.B.
Mm-hmm.
Penrose versus Anybody, also on hiatus.
We're the only ones.
My
oh, no.
God.
Wait, we got your girls there. What's their names?
The Mixed Feelings Podcast. Hey, girls. Hey.
They're not on hiatus.
They're not on hiatus.
Over the world.
They're not on hiatus. Also, 1 year ago today, actually, last year, was season 4, episode 19. That was when Cassie was on our podcast.
Oh, wow.
And we talked about Wonky Eye.
That was 1 year ago?
Isn't that crazy?
Wow, it seemed longer than that.
Right?
Wow.
1 year ago, we talked about Wonky Eye. Do you remember that?
That was an online girl, right?
Yeah.
Online dating,
that
yeah.
was a weird one. So check out season 4, episode 19 with me, Tommy, and Cassie. That was a good time. And Mixed Feelings is going to be at LA Podfest with Mark Maron and Bill Burr and all the fucking famous people. And
well, good for them.
We're just sitting over here in the pod check still. So, you know.
Waving our arms.
We're keeping it real. Holding it strong.
Put your hands in the air.
Cassie, why don't you love me anymore? Come back to me, girl. Hey, girl. Hey. Who else? Nobody else matters after that.
No.
Let's get drunk and talk comics.
You should play Tupelo on the outro, though.
Okay, well. With our pals, the Silly Hillbillies, Dexter and Mikey, who are about to go on hiatus.
Are they really?
We're like the only ones holding it strong.
Are we killing everybody off?
That's the goal, right? Let me tell you who we're in a podcast war with. They release an episode once every month, so they might
together.
As well be on hiatus. Shit. You know?
Why do we even have a Couch Party app? Shouldn't it be the Miserable Retail app?
Probably at this point. Because Mixed Feelings is going to secede because they're too famous for our asses.
Yeah, we need the name.
Yeah, we need
name.
It.
You don't
girls
need the
don't.
Name. Right.
You famous already. Fuck. I want to believe it's because she was on our podcast and
I
was her biggest fan. So.
For sure.
Yeah. We did it.
That's all it was.
We did it. We are also on Nerdopotamus, the Nerdo Network, with Shutterbugs. Hey, Maple Leafs, hey. Two Canadian girls that get drunk and watch movies. We like to call them buttershucks, though.
Is that what I call them?
Yeah. We're also Hello Creeps. They talk about the paranormal stuff.
I need to listen. Is it good?
Right? Yeah, I love it. We should have those boys. We should have somebody from Nerdo on.
Yeah, Hello Creeps. Let's do that because I'm really into the paranormal. I got tattoos all on my arms.
Well,
ghosts and stuff.
I'll try to get those fellows on next week. How about that?
Yeah, garlic on one side, ghost on the other.
What more do you need?
Just a bunch of fake things all over.
It's lucky you're getting married because you're really killing it over there. The Bit Boys, they play video games and talk about that shiz. CBFU, they talk about comics.
CBFU?
Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics. They're just two hillbillies that have incest with all their cousins. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Hey, Dexter, hey. Alchemist, two young ladies that love the hey, comic girls, hey. They love the comic books, too. They're on YouTube, so you can visually check them out. And who else? Pizza and Pop. They talk about music.
What is it?
Pizza and Pop.
Oh, Pizza and Pop. I thought you said something and Bob. I'm like, what?
What?
Pizza and Pot. All right.
In the meantime, you owe yourself to tell all your best friends about this podcast. We've got some stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Right, Tommy?
Yeah, we do have some stuff coming up. I got a bunch of shows coming up.
Ooh, nobody cares about that.
I'm going to Wisconsin, too, in October. Look at that.
Are you going to bring the Miserable Retail Safe stickers?
I guess I will.
Yeah. You've been slacking on that. God damn it.
3 days in Cheeseland.
3 days in Cheeseland.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy's throwing over tables now because he's just...
Broke a table.
He's just angry about everything. Why would you throw that over?
I didn't mean to. I was just... Trying to balance it on one leg, I guess.
Why is that a trick you need to do while we're recording a podcast? Yeah, we got some shit coming up. We're going to have shirts available within the next week or two.
Wow.
That's a thing.
Look at that.
Other announcements that Tommy's in charge of.
What's that? I don't know.
You already know. You've been given your homework assignments.
Oh, those ones. Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll have some announcements on that. We're going to hit the outro music, Tupelo by Jason Isbell.
That's crazy.
And then we're going to go to after the credits where we shit on Nickelback for a little bit. So that'll be great. See ya.
Should listen to some.
Haven't been wasted in a long time, but tonight it feels just fine. Riding home with the windows up, along with a plastic cup of real good wine. I get out of this hole, I'm going to Tupelo. There's a girl down there that'll treat me fair. Get about a week of spring and the summer is blistering. There ain't no one from here that'll follow me there. Nothing left to talk about. At my age, I should have figured out which drawer to put the good knives in. The wars between the weekend store and playhouse down. Kept her close, way too close to me. She never lived up to my memory. Driving fast.
Welcome back to the sausage for everybody that stuck around.
After the credits.
After the credits. We need a catchy theme song, all you musicians, for this.
Send us one, huh?
Send us one, huh? This is going to be a segment tonight, anyways, where we shit on Nickelback.
Yes.
Tommy's favorite band.
I've been shitting on him, like, before. It was, I don't know, it was a long time ago, like 10 years ago.
They've been around a very long time.
I never really liked them. I got why people liked How You Remind Me or whatever. And
actually, their album before that was really good.
That's what had blah, blah, blah.
Well, you don't like anything past 1974, so.
And maybe that's why I like Jason Isbell, because he sounds like he belongs.
You're very much a conundrum to me, because back when I first met you, you had the most outrageously, obnoxiously spiky hair.
Oh, yeah.
And you loved punk music so much.
Well, I still like punk music.
And then
sure.
Somewhere along the way, you turned into an old grandpa man.
That's funny. Yeah. I still like punk music, but I realized that, like, I'm not emo, and punk got emo. And so I just went blues and old style country and now Americana kind of thing. So.
Yeah, but I would argue that blues is the original emo.
Sure, but it's like, it's not a crying emo. It's more of a tough, you know. Like,
oh, it's more of a tough.
You know what's going
my
on.
My tears are made of daggers.
Well, you got to figure it out a little bit.
You got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Got to search your soul.
She gone.
She gone. I can't believe you threw that table across the room in a rage, by the way.
I'm a mad, mad, mad ape.
You're a bad boy. You're a mad, mad ape. Really. Okay. This is an interview done by Metal.
Come over and watch this.
Okay, you can.
I'm going to sit by Randy and we're going to hold God. Hands.
Yeah, you got to appreciate his douchey face, by the
right.
way.
Right.
This is done by Metal Covenant.
Mm-hmm. I heard about this. This is when he talks shit about people, right?
He talks shit about Corey Taylor from Slipknot/Stone Sour, but that's not really why I wanted to play this. I wanted everybody to appreciate why everybody seems to hate Nickelback, and it's because of this man, strictly and solely, I believe.
Well, he is like the Nickelback, right?
He is the Nickelback. He's the Nickelback gorilla right there. So we're just going to play this.
I was saying.
We're going to play the interview.
Was your number one goal coming up with this record? And like through the whole process.
The number one goal.
He already sounds like a dickhead, don't
right.
he?
Right. So let's set the scene. He's wearing a shiny black collared shirt with the first five buttons unbuttoned.
No shirt underneath.
No shirt underneath. He's showing off that non-existent chest. He's got a douchey haircut and a douchey 5 o'clock shadow, and he's already condescending.
Wait, and he didn't walk up with the bottle of beer, but there just happened to be one sitting there.
There has to
like,
be
he's
one
like,
there.
Make sure the camera shows that there's a bottle of beer because I'm a rock star.
He's a rock star. He's a rebel.
Just keep making music. It's nothing, you know, the goal isn't any different than it's ever been.
Oh, great.
He's got goals.
Make good music.
What?
Make ourselves happy. And hopefully keep some fans happy at the same time.
Sure. Oh, my God.
New record take.
You all need to see this video because the way he acts in this fucking
like
thing.
He's way too good to be in this interview.
He's way too good to do any promotion.
So smug to this guy. And he's given the dumbest answers. Wow.
He's way too good to be doing this interview. By the way, Nickelback came out with a CD last year. Did anybody hear about it? No. That's why you need this promotion, sir. That divorce with Avril Lavigne has probably left you with a few dollar signs less. So.
Well, some heavy riffing, and you play acoustically, and some songs are pretty light. So is this diversity something that you take into account when you write the songs, or does that just come naturally?
I think it just kind of comes naturally. There's no... I mean, if we look at the album, and it's incredibly lopsided, then we try and even it out a little bit.
He's such an artist.
He is. He's such an artist. To the 10th degree.
One, we definitely wanted
Oh, say Pet Sounds. Say Pet
Sounds. A heavier aspect, too. A little more aggression. A little more aggressiveness to it. So.
Ooh.
Nothing says aggressive like Nickelback.
And do you like how he just he picked up that bottle of beer and he just chugged it?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The coolness of only a Nickelback could do.
I kind
of
like the face I have it paused on right there. That's special.
It looks like somebody just kicked him in the balls.
Yeah, it does. Maybe that's what it's like to be Chad Kroeger. Just perpetually kicked in the balls, right?
Yep, apparently so.
Man, who knew the king of fart rock could be so just diverse in their musical quality?
Yep, don't want it to be lopsided.
But at the end of the day, we can kind of do whatever we want to do, and it doesn't matter.
Oh,
money.
Oh. Money. Oh, he's shitting on you, all you Nickelback fans. He just cares about the cash.
Do what you want.
Here it comes.
Obviously, by now, no one can possibly think it's about the money. You know, and then you got to go.
Wait, he says, nobody by now can think it's possibly about the money. But listen what happens. He proceeds to talk about money for the next 2 minutes.
I think the most important thing is not losing money.
There it is. You just said it's not about the money. However, it is, because you just contradicted yourself within 15 seconds.
He's Canadian.
He's a billionaire in Canada, but he's only a thousandaire in America.
I was just saying outside to some of the staff members that I was just meeting, a couple of these young kids, and there they are just walking by right there. They said,
He's mingling with the young kids.
Why is he name-dropping staff members?
I was mingling with those young kids.
You know the staff members.
Oh, and there they happened to walk by conveniently. Yeah.
They didn't even know who you are.
He's like, some of them were like, Dad? Are you my uncle?
Right. That's what he looks like. He looks like somebody's uncle that's playing at the local bar.
Yeah. You look like my Uncle Rob.
Does Matchbox 20 covers. Do you do those?
So you're in accounting.
Are you Rob Thomas?
Yeah, we handle like billing and all that stuff.
What is he talking about?
And I was talking about my job and their job, and they said, do you want to switch? And I said, fuck no. I don't want to switch. If I would have wanted to be an accountant, I would have been an accountant.
Oh, you can do anything.
You know, I wanted to play music. I didn't know I was.
You can do anything you set your mind to, man.
That's right. Words of wisdom.
You know, being a band that got to this level, you know, I had no idea that this was going to happen.
Neither did we.
Yeah.
I'm sure glad it did.
You got to level 8-4. You beat Bowser and rescued the princess. Congrats.
To answer your question. You know, to be able to keep doing this as long as we want to do it is the most important thing. And we've been saying that for years, you know, because the last thing you want to do is quit because no one likes you anymore.
Wait.
Way to bring that up.
Wait.
It's like, we know everybody hates us, but we're not giving up.
That was an issue like
that
8 years
ago. That was a confession,
right?
Yeah. It's like, the worst thing you do is quit because nobody likes you. So we're just going to keep making shitty album after shitty
album.
Does
it scare you that one day Nickelback might be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
There's no way.
Does it scare you that they could be around for another 25 years?
Yeah, it enrages me, really.
So when you guys put together a song, how much do you focus on the actual chorus of the song, and how much do you focus on the rest of the song?
That's funny.
Let it come natural.
I make fun of us all the time for.
So does everyone else.
Right, right.
When I would go and write songs with anyone else, I would never go into that writing session without 10 song titles, a bunch of ideas for choruses.
Wait, you come up for the fucking song titles first, and then the choruses.
Of course. Don't let the song write themselves.
Yeah.
Don't do that. You got to have a...
That's like Stephen King coming up with the fucking book title first.
Right. Let's not see what it's about.
Yeah. I'm going to call this book Horror of the Sand Dunes.
That's all I'm going to write about.
Yeah. Those fucking sand dunes.
It's all going to
never be like, hey, what do you think about this? One day I woke up and, you know, it was kind of one of those things. That is literally the worst way to write a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should never write a song that way. However, even knowing that.
That's how you do it?
Always writes their songs like that. We all start off somewhere.
He just said Nickelback writes the worst songs.
He just admitted they write the songs the worst way possible.
Most confusing interview.
The movie. We have no idea where that. We have no idea where the hell the movie's going. It's hilarious. Because I would never do that if I went with a country artist, if I went pop artist, another rock artist, whatever it might be. I would never start a song the way we started that. That's terrible.
Okay, so it's terrible. So since you write fart rock songs, then you can just fart all over the place and expect people to love it.
And just go on and just be interviewed and talk about how terrible your songwriting process
is. You just admitted how awful you are, how awful your songwriting process is, how every other genre of music would never do it that way, but somehow you're the cream of the crap and you can get away with it. It's amazing.
To songwrite. You should know, you would never start a movie as a screenwriter.
Now he knows how to be a screenwriter.
You guys are walking through the forest.
Why wouldn't you?
You would just never, you'd have, okay, why wouldn't you? What's the movie about? What's the movie about? You would know.
Now, that's actually how most fiction writers start. They start with a sentence and let it take them where it may lead them.
Well, Jason Isbell says that the way that he feels you get the most out of writing is you go with the idea of, I was just walking along and then all of a sudden, you know, not to say those words, but he says right. That's the best way to write, right. He thinks, is just, you know, and then all of a sudden, because he says nobody wakes up. Everybody wakes up and they get their coffee, and then throughout the day, rocks start falling on your head. That's kind of so he's like, that's why you should just write, like, I was just going on about my day, and then all of a sudden. So, yeah, two guys could totally be walking through the forest.
Yeah, I mean, that's how all fiction writing has started. I guaranteed that's how Ernest Hemingway started stories. He's like, what if this happened? And then he wrote about it.
Right.
That's how fiction starts. You start with a premise and go with it.
Not with Nickelback.
Not with Nickelback. He's got all writing down. So, and he's gesticulating with his fucking hands in his shiny black shirt right now.
No, the big climactic moment. You'd know the ending, and then you literally work backwards. Professional songwriting is that. So as soon as you know your main theme and everything else that's going to go on in your chorus, then you use your verses to describe your choruses. Mm-hmm. Not us. It's like a bunch of idiots who just wandering through.
Yeah.
And we get to these points, and I laugh all the time because I'll be sitting there like, now what? Because I have no idea where we're supposed to be going. This
that's
is
the
silly.
Most
like,
generic version of songwriting ever. Like, why would you, why do you have to do that? Why do you have to have the verses describe, you know, the chorus? And it doesn't have to be that way.
Keep talking.
It doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to have a plan for the song. You can let the song evolve. That's just that's terrible. I hate Nickelback so much.
Obviously it's working.
Yeah, well, I mean, I look back at some of the songs we've written, songs I'm really proud of.
Look at my photograph.
How did we get there? I look at Photograph.
Oh, my God.
And I look at all these songs like, how in the hell?
Like,
Photograph.
I can't believe. First of all, I stopped listening to this 2 minutes in. I did not know he was going to say that.
Oh,
how can
good.
You be proud of that fucking song with the line of, what the hell is on Joey's head?
How did ours get so red?
How are you proud of that song? Tell me.
Fucking
I would
idiot.
Be more proud of How You Remind Me.
For sure.
Because it's catchy as hell. There's another one they had that was catchy as hell.
Follow something? Or?
I don't know. I can't even remember the name of it. But there's two of them that are super catchy.
Leader or something? I can't remember.
Well, yeah, that was off their first good album.
What was it called?
I don't. Leader of Men.
Leader of Men.
Yeah. But they had two back-to-back really catchy songs off two back-to-back albums. And I get it. I get why people loved it. But Photograph? Fuck you, sir. Fuck you.
I hope he talks about how Rockstar is a really good song next.
Did we wind up there after me saying, look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. How did I get there? You know, it's just, but once you just keep playing it over and over and over, you kind of go, it's kind of nostalgic. Yeah. it's kind of got this or that or whatever, and you know, and you, we just make our way there. I don't know how we do it, but sometimes I just sit and scratch my head. It's mind-blowing.
Chad Kroeger calls Nickelback songwriting mind-blowing.
What
is this guy's IQ?
I don't know. I kind of enjoyed him more when he didn't look like Adam Levine and when he had his fucking permed shoulder-length mom haircut. His
lion's mane.
Yeah, I like that a lot more. Now he's just the biggest dick bag.
Or really goddamn lucky. One of the two.
Oh, my God. Let's laugh about it. He pointed and laughed at the interviewer.
Into the studio, is it sometimes hard to know that you have to kind of live up to people's expectation about coming out with a couple of hit songs on every album?
No. It's more us. We're the worst. Like, we put...
You are the worst. You are the worst.
That should be in quotes.
Yes.
Chad Kroeger calls Nickelback the worst.
It kind of pisses me off that he only has one beer, too. Like, why did you demand one beer?
Because he's a rock star, man.
I need to have a beer. Well, it's only one beer. Why did you...
drink eight backstage.
I hope so.
And myself especially... I put all the pressure on myself, saying, is this as good as everything else we've put out before? Or is it...
No, you don't. You don't do that at all.
...different enough that I don't care? You know,
oh, you don't care.
Is it just something I wanted? Does this feel good at the time? So if it feels good at the time, just do it.
And we're not, what are you, Nike? You know,
I don't know. I don't think that we're ever going to be... You know, that big radio success band anymore. I think now we...
Oh, you're just so hip. You've transcended it. You're Radiohead now.
They're going through their
places like Spotify because that's the best place to get our music out there. And so before, when we would think about things, I mean, we'd always want to write things that meant something to us. Excuse me, that had some sort of, you know... that one of us always had a connection to, and we would write from there and go out. And then we'd always be like, okay, but where is this going to live? Like, if
can you imagine having a real life conversation with this man? Like, seriously, I've known people like this, and you've known people like this, and I can't even imagine.
Write this. Is there a place that this can live, that we can get it out to our fans? So we'd be like, is this a rock song? Is it a pop song? What is it? Because whatever it is, we should probably make it that.
They're just so artistic for their own good. They really are.
Just sort of lost and off wandering around. And you might
have an idea. Oh, they're just jangling along chords.
Or some good lyrics. But when you don't have a direction, I think sometimes you just lose sight of it.
Oh.
It must be cool to have freedom to write whichever song you like.
It's great. But we had that before. I mean, we could write heavy, heavy, like damn near metal. And on the other end, we could write this very melodic love story. You know, whatever we want, or something that would make you cry, or something that would make you miss your friend that just died. Or you...
Show of hands out there. How many people have cried listening to a Nickelback song?
Don't play Nickelback at my funeral. Don't do that.
I'm going to play it at your wedding. I'm going to have the DJ play Nickelback nonstop.
Your mom or your dad.
Or the house band.
Make you think about the choices that you make on a daily basis, whether it's if everyone cared or if it was when we stand together or something like that. Or something that just made you feel good and want to go out and drink with your buddies, like Burn It to the Ground or something like that. Like our music is...
I listen to Nickelback, and I want to just drink with my buddies. That's the whole point of that band.
It makes me want to drink, all right?
Yeah.
I can't think of another band that's as diverse as we are.
Oh, my God. You're just it.
And I don't think that's me talking from pride or ego. I mean, you're sitting across the table. You know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what?
Can you name me another band that could play...
I would say Stone Sour. Right on
Oh, shit.
Stone Sour?
Stone Sour is like... It's very diverse, too.
Yeah, because they're trying to be Nickelback.
Wow.
First of all, no.
Nobody's trying to be Nickelback. This guy's... He can't be serious.
No, because there's nobody...
He had to have done this for publicity.
Nobody that's ever listened to a Stone Sour song has ever compared them to Nickelback, because they're better than Nickelback, first of all. They're heavier than Nickelback.
They're better musicians. They're just, all around. But I don't even care for Stone Sour too much, but I hate Nickelback, so.
Maybe.
And the interviewer doesn't know what to say.
Taylor has said some really nasty things about me before in the press. And he talks about how easy it is to write a hit song. Well, show me. Show me.
I think he's fairly successful, so I think he has.
They're okay. They're not as good as Nickelback. They sound like Nickelback Light. We were signed to the same label. They had to put on masks and jump around.
No, that wasn't Stone Sour. That was Slipknot, by the way. And Nickelback, if you're comparing Slipknot to Nickelback, then no, they're not Nickelback Light at all. Yeah. It's not even close.
Yeah.
Like, they're Nickelback heavy, super heavy, death metal heavy.
Natty Daddy Nickelback.
Something tells me that Chad Kroeger knows Natty Daddy real well.
If you've got to beat each other up on stage, throw up in your own masks every night. I mean, music shouldn't come with a gimmick. Music should just be music.
I think you should wear a mask. None of my favorite music comes with a gimmick. Your face repulses me.
Like, and he got tired of sitting behind the mask. He wanted people to know what he looks like. We started Stone Sour.
That was the whole reason behind it.
That's your point. So,
okay, first of all, interviewer, fuck you for saying good point. Because fuck you.
Did he say good point?
He did. He did. Come on, man. I know what you're trying to do, but no, come on.
Think that Feed the Machine is a record that has like instant hit material, or is the record that has to like grow a little bit into people's hearts to eventually find its greatness?
Let a Nickelback album grow in your heart, please. Would you? Like cancer?
We released a song that I definitely wouldn't use the H word on.
What's the H word?
The fans loved it. You know, the fans received it very well.
My God.
It's like he was like,
which
you know
I
what?
Love.
I'm going to
you know,
go be the biggest douchebag.
We got to the point where we're just like,
I don't think he can help himself.
Yeah.
You know, it's like now with.
Can you imagine
Spotify,
the Chad Kroeger of 1995 media. Compared to this guy? Completely different people.
Oh, I'm sure.
Stream music. We don't need radio like we used to need radio.
You don't need anything,
now
do
you,
boy?
Put it out there, and your fans can enjoy whatever they want
to
enjoy.
You're just on your own little cloud.
And it was less about being worried that something, well, this was a little too long, and they're not going to play it on the radio if it's too long, so we got to cut out the guitar solo or whatever the hell it is.
Nobody's playing guitar solos in your band.
You know, when you send a song over to Germany or something, it's like, no, can't be longer than 3.5 minutes or whatever it is. So you're just like, you're trying to cut out sections of your music.
Don't cut out the Nickelback guitar solo.
Did Metallica ever care about guitar solos and their songs got played on the radio still.
Right.
So you can get it out there somehow to your fans. That sucks.
Yeah, totally.
You know? Queen never would have done that with Bohemian Rhapsody?
Nope. Absolutely not.
He's a comedian, too.
He's so funny. He's a funny...
That was hard to watch.
Yeah. He's a tough man to deal with. Huh?
If you want to waste 11 minutes... in 30 seconds of your life.
You already did, so congratulations. You're a
hot gun.
So, you're welcome. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.